listener production.
Hey there, Alistair Kirkby with your local briefing. Tens of thousands of current and former BHP employees may have missed out on entitlements and allowances over the past 13 years. The mining giant says a preliminary review suggests some staff had leave incorrectly deducted on public holidays. The bungle is believed to be worth more than $400 million. An Albany man's been allegedly clocked travelling more than 200 k's an hour past a speed camera. The 49-year-old's been charged over the incident last Friday evening. He's been ordered to surrender his vehicle for 28 days. Ambulance ramping at country hospitals went up last month, with ambulances waiting 81 hours outside hospitals. It's a 24% jump on April's figures, according to the latest data from St John's. It's still below last June's peak of 153 hours. We're being reminded to switch off our sprinkler systems from today. It's for the annual winter switch-off, which applies to all scheme and bore users across Perth, Peel and parts of the southwest and Great Southern. Spokesperson Dean Stacey says the initiative saves up to 5 billion litres of water every year.
Put it in context, that's about five of the stadiums worth of water that we're able to save for the warmer months when we really need it the most.
Two new electric vehicle charging stations have been installed in Albany. They're adjacent to the old jail on the corner of Festing Street and Residency Road. They'll allow four cars to charge at once. And despite some tough economic conditions, property values across Bunbury are on an upward trend. CoreLogic reports an 8% growth on home values in May, the median price sitting at $508,000. In sport, the Royals Black were just too much for the Vass Magpies in round 5 of Busselton Netball. The score, 63-32 by the final buzzer, while GBD Gold suffered a loss at the hands of GBD Galaxy, going down 30-35. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.